Last week, legislators objected to spending $100,000 on a program that studied water quality around oyster and clam beds. Babylon Democrat Lou DeMauro was one of several frustrated that the county only studied the issue but never did anything about it.
Spending money and putting it down a black hole when no one can come before this legislature and tell us exactly what the goals are of spending this money on.
To answer their concerns, environmental analyst DeWitt Davies came before Suffolk's Environment and Planning Committee. He said that the $100,000 grant will go to a joint state and federal research organization based out of Stony Brook University. The group, known as Sea Grant, will bring experts from around the country to Long Island in order to draft a report on the benefits shellfish farmers have on mitigating harmful brown and red tides.
Millions and millions and millions of filter feeders that are on the bottoms in these cages exert a very strong influence on water quality.
Lawmakers are planning further hearings on the shellfish monitoring program before voting on it next Tuesday. Charles Lane, WSHU News.